Joseph, of course, you're here at the Magnificent Switches, the New South Wales Country Rugby Champs. So wearing an Illawarra jumper, even though you're the El Presidente there of Far North Coast. I don't know how that happened, but somebody at Illawarra is going, where's our shirts? But interesting to get teams to come here and be part of it this year as far as Far North Coast rugby.
Yeah, no, it's good. We didn't have the best preparation, I suppose. We were late settling on our coaching team, but it's come together really nicely. It's a good group of blokes. They seem to have gelled really well.
Of course, you've got some great sponsors here, including Coopers. Also, of course, Macca's as well, look after the juniors forever. How do you see that space as far as juniors? Because you're now starting to see some real traction with some of the kids that are moving through playing Super Rugby. Of course, you've got the likes of Cody Walker from Yamba and Grafton, Jed Holway via, you know, Baroneer, but he was again another buck. And, yeah, also you've got a bunch of guys that are playing, such as Matt Gibbon as well. You know, many, many hundreds of thousands of Wollumbarra Elstonville people fueled by Howard Atkinson's money, but that's a completely separate story. But yeah, it's just one of those things moving forward that, you know, you've got plenty of juniors now coming through, maturing in that sense. But how's Tommy Davison going with this new competition?
Oh, he does fabulous work. I don't know where he finds the energy, quite frankly. He and Stephen O'Brien and a few other guys have put together the access to the Ramsey Foundation money that's generated a what looks to be a good schools comp, which will hopefully lead into participation in clubs through our lower grades into first grade, and then players can look forward to higher honours.
Of course, you've had this Grafton Redmond mob jump in at one. How do you see that? Hopefully they'll stay sane and stay with the Far North Coast.
They have to keep the well-being of their own club as their first thought. I mean, it's great to have them there. I think they're a better fit in Far North Coast than they are in Mid North Coast. And we've got a couple of their blokes representing Far North Coast. It's just good for us.
Okay, we've got to get something going here as far as the Super Rugby trial. The Waratahs have been out and about. They want to put trial matches everywhere. What's our best place, of course? Is it Oaks Oval in Lismore, or have we got somewhere else we can go to? Crozier has always been where the grand final's been.
I received an email the other day from Lismore City Council. They've successfully lobbied for some money to redevelop Crozier Field. So hopefully, if we can get our stars to align, that ground will have capacity of something like 6,000 people with the best facilities. And then we can look forward to hosting bigger games, NRC games, New South Wales trials, etc.
Well, one thing that came along that has really helped you guys out, and that was the Classic Wallabies just on 18 months ago. That was something of a lifesaver for the game, really, is it was just, it didn't need to have the superstars or even the big Super Rugby trial or the big Super Rugby game, but it was just something where 5,000 people came through the gate, a whole lot of money was raised, and we got to see a whole bunch of stars, and that's all you need to do every couple of years, don't you? And if that's the case, New South Wales can send some players up, or do we think of the evil thought of our bi-headed brethren over the border coming over the border and poaching our players? Because of course you've got people like, you know, Isaac Rodder from the great Queensland Climbs of Central Queensland. What is it? Evans Head.
Yeah.
And, of course, Jock Campbell from, you know, the Darling Downs place known as, let's see, Inverell. Has there been any communication between you and the Gold Coast or Queensland Rugby at all to maybe do some sort of connection there as well?
We work closely with Gold Coast District Rugby Union. Kim Bending, president up there, has been very accommodating to our every need. But it's a cooperative arrangement. They have the same issues around the game, certainly in the older junior ages, and we work together. The guys from Bond University have been very good as well. They sponsor some of our junior rep teams. They come down, they're very generous with their coaching and that sort of stuff, and we've got pretty good close contact there. Will Cottrell, their Colts 2 coach, he's a Far North Coast man, and Sean Hedger, the previous coach there, he was a Far North Coast man as well. So yeah, it's a close relationship, and I think in all honesty, if people are looking at the game realistically, we need to let go of the idea of a solid boundary. There's no more borders in the game. The players will go where it best suits them and where their game development is going to be best. If that's in the Reds or at the Waratahs, I don't mind, as long as the kids are playing footy. If they're good enough to make a living out of it, go hard. Play wherever you can.
Finally, of course, your club is the Cuyahoga Poggies. Also, tell us a little bit about that, and also what are the things we need at Far North Coast? All those things we've talked about, or just more sort of free-to-air television coverage, or what do we need there at Far North Coast Rugby?
Oh, certainly, I think the most desperate need, not just for Far North Coast, but I think rugby in general in Australia, is we simply need to have the game available for people to see, free-to-air, things like that. People have to be able to access the game if it's going to grow. It's no more complex than that. People try and sell the line that it's all down to money with broadcast rights and that sort of thing, but it's very difficult to market the best-kept sporting secret in Australia. Cuyahoga, it's a durable little club full of very, very passionate people. Currently, the boys are not going brilliantly. We've got some very, very new blokes to the game and have lost some experience in the last season or two. Once they learn the nuances of the game, they'll be a very good team. But until then, they're just a pack of really good blokes.
Joe, thanks for your time. Wish you all the best as you get into it for Far North Coast Rugby. That